Stocks finished way down today. The Dow Jones Industrials lost about 350 points, and that is at least partly due to an even worse day for the Japanese markets. The Nikkei Index, Japan's equivalent of the Dow Jones, fell more than 3% today. The Japanese stock market is now at an 18-year low. Bad economic news is hardly novel for Japan. For example, economic growth has been nearly zero for years. Economist Adam Posen of the Institute for International Economics has written this year of a looming Japanese crisis, and he says there's a good reason for Japan's low stock prices.
There's no profits to be had in Japan, and the prospects of things getting better are very limited. It's very hard to imagine better prospects for Japanese companies outside the Toyotas and the Sonys if they don't start reallocating workers from old sectors to new sectors, closing businesses, particularly closing bad banks, and if the government doesn't do more constructive policies, which there's political reasons they won't.
It sounds like it's been years of people warning that if the Japanese don't shape up pretty soon, there's going to be gloom and doom. On the other hand, Japan seems to muddle through.
Absolutely. I mean, they are one of the richest countries in the world. I mean, in our country, think back to the savings and loan crisis in the late 80s when people were playing with taxpayer money. We demanded changes in the Congress. In Japan, their money just stays in the savings banks. They never complain to their parliamentarians. They can take slow growth for a long time, but not forever.
You write about a couple of problems facing the Japanese economy, one of which is debt deflation. Which, as best I can understand it, is the opposite of having a mortgage that gets easier to pay in inflationary times. It would get harder and harder in deflationary times.
You have it perfectly right. If you take out a debt, I've taken out a debt for 100 million yen, but the prices, the demand for my goods, I'm a rice producer, keep going down. Nobody wants my rice. People are cutting back on spending. So my total income, it's taking a bigger and bigger share of my total income. What makes it debt deflation is this terrible cycle that we only saw once before in the Great Depression, which is where every time prices go down further, fewer people can pay their debts. Fewer people can pay their debts. There's less investment, less consumer demand, and prices go down further. And it starts spiraling.
How low can prices go?
Well, they've been declining now for going on close to 5 years in Japan. And that's been unseen in any advanced economy, in any developed economy since World War II. And in some ways, of course, this is a good thing, right? If you're in Japan and CDs and clothes cost too much, you like seeing them go down. But if everything's going down at once, that means I don't get to spend more money because I'm worried my paycheck's going down, the value of my house is going down. I have no hope in the future, so I just hold back on my money and wait for prices to fall further.
Another problem you've written about in Japan is the high level of public that is government debt. Are the Japanese that much more in debt than we are?
Japanese are hugely more in debt than we are. They're right now got a debt that's equivalent to 140% of a year's GDP. We're down around 50% of a year's GDP, which is easily able to be paid off.
Even when we add together all of the state and municipal bonds
that
are issued?
It doesn't really matter. In fact, if you add together the unforeseen things, it gets worse in Japan because we talk about our Social Security problems, but they're a much older society, fewer workers. Their looming Social Security deficits go much bigger, much faster.
If, in fact, there were the kind of Japanese economic crisis that you foresee, what would the impact be on the United States?
Well, this is part of the reason why I'm so glad you're covering this, because most people in the U.S. have gotten sort of cocky. Well, Japan has been stagnating for 10 years. What harm does it do us? And for the most part up to now, it's been a lost opportunity rather than a harm. If Japan was growing, we'd all be better off, but they're not, so more burden on the U.S. Going forward, though, if Japan does have a crisis, meaning capital leaving, collapse of asset values, further contraction of growth, that's the crisis, two things happen. U.S. foreign policy is complicated because developing nations around Asia lose money and lose markets, and China takes advantage of this. U.S. economic policy is complicated because the same industries that are complaining for protection now, steel, auto parts, electronics, get hammered again.
Adam Posen, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Robert.
Adam Posen is a senior fellow at the Institute for International Economics.